Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 152.
Well,
I was closing stuff out, so I wouldn't be distracted. Because he was cute, I didn't want to have him up on the, you know, okay. Be staring into his lovely dark brown eyes all night, and then always being reminded that at the top of his profile it says, "I'm an admirer and I'm a top."
Is he from what is it? Manhunter? Manhunter?
Bear WWW.
Oh, okay, okay, guys, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. What's going on, folks?
Wow. Okay, so Ray's joining us now. He's co-hosting. And it's great. I mean, this is different because we're doing it at your place now. And we're having drinks. Our first podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm having a Bud Light, but he's having...
Well, I'm having Diet Coke, but I've already had two cocktails earlier tonight, so...
Yeah.
And I told John Ryle that I cannot podcast anymore while drunk, so...
that's right. Because you were kind of drunk then at Sudden Decadence, remember?
Yes, I was. I had just, like, maybe five or six too many frozen cocktails that day.
I try my best not to drink too much whenever in Sudden Decadence, because I would like to see people... drunk walking around, but I would just rather, you know, just watch him and probably take pictures or something.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was, right before we started podcasting, my boss showed up.
Your balls?
Boss.
Boss? Your boss? Your boss was in Sudden Decadence?
Well, they did not realize that Sudden Decadence was going on, so they come down.
Oh, shit.
They flew down Saturday and were at the casino gambling, and they called me, Saturday night, and said, "Where are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm out eating dinner and stuff." And they said, "We'll give you a call tomorrow." And I'm like, "Okay." I said, "Well, call me if you hit Bourbon Street." So they called me Saturday and said, "Where you at?" And I said, "Well, I'm down here at the gay end of Bourbon Street." And he said, "Okay, we're almost down there." I said, "Do you know where you're going?" He said, "Yeah, I see all the half-naked men walking that way, so I assume that's the gay section."
Is that a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
It's a guy? Okay.
Yeah, so him and his wife and another guy that works in the office with us, and his wife there.
Oh, were those the one I saw you were talking to in mm-hmm. front of Lafitte's? Okay.
Yeah. So
they I thought they were...
Yeah, it was before all the fun and excitement began. You know, the eating ass, the running around half naked.
Yeah. Actually, if you go to XTube, I think somebody deleted it already. Somebody was peeing on people, and it was posted there, and it was funny because the guy was crawling on the ground. On the street, you know, yeah. And then people would just pee on him. It was nasty. Yeah, that's how it is in Sudden Decadence. But that was 2 weeks ago. Gosh,
I know, it seems like
we went
forever
to the past.
Now.
Yeah,
and I still haven't recovered. No, it was 3 weeks ago.
Is it 3 weeks? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's 3 weeks already. Okay.
Because we had a week in between that and this past weekend, which was another drunk fest for me.
What did you do?
HAB anniversary party.
Oh, last week. That's last weekend.
Yeah, that's this past Saturday.
Past Saturday. Night. Yeah, I was in Nashville the week before, but yeah, I already talked about that last episode. And yeah, I was kind of late. We were late because we watched The Killers Saturday night, and it was a good concert. It's it's hard to remember all the words, but you would really know. I only listen to The Killers whenever Mike is listening to The Killers. So,
well, see, I'd have to listen to music because the name does not ring a bell for me.
The Killers.
The Killers. And I was just like, it sounds familiar, but then I'm like, what song? You know, I couldn't remember any songs. And, of course, the programmer from work today, I was at his office, and he was talking about, because one of his guys that works for him from Argentina is in town, and I said, well, what did y'all do this weekend? He said, oh, well, Friday we went to the Killers concert.
Oh, they did too.
Yeah, and I think they're trying to get tickets for Dave Matthews at Cynthia Wood for this Friday.
Dave Matthews. I'm not really too fond of Dave Matthews.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
I think John likes him, but, you know.
Actually, what else happened this weekend? Friday, I was chatting with you Friday. I was telling you about me and Mike, because it's Mike's birthday.
Yeah, it's Mike's birthday.
That's Friday, and we needed to, I needed to take Mike somewhere, but so I thought of calling a Melting Pot, but Melting Pot was not available. I mean, I called them around noon and they said they only have schedules available anytime before 6 p.m.
Yes.
Who would eat dinner at 6 p.m.? Anyway, so Mike's flight arrives around 7 o'clock, so, I mean, past 6:30, something like that, so... that's out of the question. So we cannot do Melting Pot. So we ended up to Fogo de Chao.
Meat on a stick.
Meat on a stick. It's a Brazilian restaurant, and it was awesome because it's got a lot of meat. And you're right. You warned me about the salad bar, because they feed a lot. I mean, they serve a lot of the salad bar. They have mushrooms. They have cheeses, small meats. Aside from that, when you get that. When you sit down, if you got this...
you get the mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Did you try the rolls, the cheese puffs?
The
little rolls that had cheese in the center of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're incredible. And then you got plantains.
Yeah, I had plantains, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's like two or three... I mean, they pile all this stuff on your table to fill you up, and then... You don't want to eat any meat, so...
Yeah, people walking around, you have this small circle. One side is green, one side is red. And you put on the green side if you want to get meat. So it's either lamb, sausage, beef, or chicken. Or pork. I mean, different kinds of... different styles of cooking, and it was just awesome. I mean, we were full.
Yeah, and as soon as you flip that green thing over, they swarm to you. You can't even get one off the skewer before somebody else says, "Would you like to try this? Would you like to try this?" And it's like, in like 5 minutes, you get a plate full, and you have to flip the thing over, and then by the time you get through that, you're usually full. So,
yeah. So we always keep putting the red side on. Yeah, probably I'll post a picture on the website. I haven't blogged about it in my live journal yet. Yeah, that was fun. I mean, that was Friday. Saturday, well, we didn't go anywhere Friday. So Saturday, we just went to the Killers and saw you guys. Oh, we have to talk about that.
What?
The stripper.
Ooh.
Okay. You were in the restroom. We went to the restroom. And Mike and I and many of us from HAB, John and Palima and I, we were sitting by the stage, and beside it was the place where the dressing room,
which is a curtain. Hung
it's
up.
Actually a curtain, a curtain with black with it's really just a black curtain. But then there's a light inside, and you can see what's going on inside. And from our angle, we were seeing this one of the dick dancers jacking off, trying to get hard. Yeah,
and we offered, like perfect gentlemen, to help him out, and he turned us down. Of course, I thought a couple times we're going to have to take one of the triad members and tie him up so they could not get back there.
Yeah, Tony.
I ain't going to mention your name. Tony Stigall, but
Tony was just funny. I mean, anyway, yeah, we were staring, about six of us just staring inside, just seeing how he gets hard or something, but it was just funny. I've never seen somebody prepping up for dick dancing, but it was funny. Actually, we were at Tony's Corner Pocket where Bears on the Run is going to be.
Bears on the Run, yeah.
Yeah, that was where Bears on the Run is going to be, and that's where the dick dancers are dancing that Saturday night. And October 21st, they're going to be in Houston. First, I think they're going to go to Dallas first. And then Austin? Oh, no, Austin and then Dallas? I'm not sure.
I can't remember. They were setting it up and they weren't sure at one time, but I think they got it all worked out now.
Yeah.
I just know they're going to be here on the 21st. So.
Yeah, I just know they're going to be here for the 21st. There was a confusion. I actually talked because people were thinking it's 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the way it was written. But
bad marketing.
No. It was okay. It was just misread by one of the bartenders. So, yeah, Yeah, we cleared that up. That was okay. And October 21st is going to be at Tony's Corner Pocket. Yeah, so bearsontherun.com. Yeah, if you guys want to see what's going on. And I'm sure many of the listeners may have been bombarded with that website already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, that was Saturday. And
Sunday we had brunch.
You had to drive to Ripcord. What did you say at Ripcord? What's up with Ripcord?
Ripcord was... Well, everybody was in Dallas this weekend from Houston because it was Dallas Pride.
Oh, that's right.
So it was kind of dead in Houston this weekend.
You know, I saw some, just a few pictures from Dallas Pride from my Live Journal friends, and just from Joel, pictures from Joel's, from he was marching. And that's about it. I haven't seen other pictures yet. Probably will wait until tomorrow or something. It's Pride weekend there in Dallas. The last time I was there for Pride was 1999, I think, September something.
Well, I will say this: they had a beautiful weekend for Pride in Dallas.
Oh yeah,
because it was nice here in Houston for once.
Yeah, and everybody left. You went to Ripcord all alone. No one's there.
Well, John and you know there are people there. The Misfits were there doing their little deal and bartending, and let's see. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the regular crowd was there.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't change that much there at Ripcord. Just same old crowd you see all the time. So, just fewer of them.
Yeah. And then Sunday. That's when we do Sunday.
Yep.
It kind of stalled Mike a bit, but...
Did he figure it out?
Well, he didn't really... hold on.
We're interrupting Ray's sneezing with some not-so-late-breaking news. I wanted to share a video with you guys about San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders, who reversed his opposition to gay marriage. Many of you guys may have read it already in the news or seen it on TV, but some may haven't. So let me read part of this article from the Sun-Times. San Diego... Mayor Jerry Sanders abruptly reversed his public opposition to marriage for same-sex partners and revealed that his adult daughter is a lesbian. Sanders, on Wednesday, signed a city council resolution supporting a challenge to California's gay marriage ban. He previously promised to veto it. The Republican mayor said he could no longer back the position he took during his election campaign 2 years ago when he said he favored civil unions but not full marriage rights for homosexual couples. He fought back tears. Yeah, he was crying in the video. He fought back tears as he said he wanted his adult daughter, Lisa, and other gay couples or gay people he knows to have their relationships protected equally under state laws. Okay, so... I got this video from YouTube, and I wanted to share with you guys. Listen up.
I'm here this afternoon to announce that I will sign a resolution that the city council passed yesterday directing the city attorney to file a brief in support of gay marriage. My plan has been reported publicly was to veto the resolution. So that I feel like I owe all San Diegans right now an explanation for this change of heart. During the campaign 2 years ago, I announced that I did not support gay marriage and instead supported civil unions and domestic partnerships. I have personally wrestled with that position ever since. My opinions on this issue have evolved significantly, as I think the opinions of millions of Americans from all walks of life have. In order to be consistent with the position I took during the mayoral election, I intended to veto the council resolution. As late as yesterday afternoon, that was my position. The arrival of the resolution to sign or veto in my office late last night please excuse us. Forced me to reflect and search my soul for the right thing to do. I've decided to lead with my heart, which is probably obvious at the moment, to do what I think is right and to take a stand on behalf of equality and social justice. The right thing for me to do is sign this resolution. For three decades, I've worked to bring enlightenment, justice, and equality to all parts of our community. As I reflected on the choices I had before me last night, I just could not bring myself to tell an entire group of people in our community they were less important. Less worthy, or less deserving of the rights and responsibilities of marriage than anyone else, simply because of their sexual orientation. My decision to veto this resolution would have been inconsistent with the values I've embraced over the past 30 years. I do believe that times have changed, and with changing time and new life experiences come different opinions. I think that's a natural, and it's certainly true in my case. 2 years ago, I believed that civil unions were a fair alternative. Those beliefs in my case have changed. The concept of separate but equal, the concept of a separate but equal institution is not something I can support. I acknowledge that not all members of our community will agree or perhaps even understand. My decision today. All I can offer them is I'm trying to do what I believe is right. I have close family members and friends who are a member of the gay and lesbian community. Those folks include my daughter Lisa, as well as members of my personal staff. I want for them the same thing that we all want for our loved ones. For each of them to find a mate whom they love deeply, who loves them back. Someone with whom they grow together and share life's experiences. And I want their relationships to be protected equally under the law. In the end, I couldn't look any of them in the face and tell them that their relationship, their very lives, were any less meaningful than the marriage I share with my wife, Verona. Thank you.
I actually applaud this action that day. Yeah. People are commenting that he's acting. I personally think it's genuine. Well, put yourself in his shoes. Imagine a politician bravely tackling a very controversial issue that no other politician would like to touch, gay marriage. So, yeah, it's a good step forward for America. That's what I think. Well, thank you, Mikey Slugover and DJ Eric for the video that you shared on your LJ, and hope you could, yeah, it's good to share it to the listeners too. So if you want to see the whole video, it's going to be in the show notes for this episode. Okay, time for some voicemail.
Hey Nard, this is Roy, aka Excalibur.
Hey Roy!
Wanted to call to say hey. I miss you guys. I miss you, Nard. And I'm still fucking jealous that you got to meet Big Nug, but it's okay. I'll get over it. Bitch. Anyway, just wanted to give a quick call, say I miss you, and I hope to talk to you soon, alright? Alright. Peace, guys.
Thank you, Kelele. Sorry. Roy, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, okay? I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's a private joke. Anyway, I miss you too, man. Maybe I'll give you a call next week. Catch up with you. What's going on? All right. I hope everything's okay. So, yeah. We'll chat, okay? All right, so if you guys want to leave voice messages like that, call 206-222-BEAR. Okay, now let's go back to the show with Ray.
I'll stop it.
Okay, sorry. Sorry for that pause. Anyway, explain later.
It was a pregnant pause.
Sorry, I've been drinking. I'm having some Bud Light now. Anyway, where were we? Oh, Sunday, yeah.
Sunday. You're stalling Mike.
I was stalling Mike, but it was around 11:25, 11:26, so he already knew that it's going to be that bright. He didn't know who's going to come. There were about 22 people came over at the Cadillac Bar, and we ate there, and it was fun.
That's good. I had a good time. And y'all went and saw a movie afterward, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I think Gino and the others did. Oh, okay. They watched War, starring that guy from Transformers. Transporter.
Oh, yeah.
We keep mixing that up. Transporter, the guy from Transporter. And Jet Li, excuse me. Ooh. And yeah, that was good. I wanted to watch it, but Mike didn't want to. He would rather watch football, so we ended up just going back home.
Damn straight man in their football.
Case, Mike's not straight. Anyway, so we did that. Dropped him off actually in the evening, and then I watched a movie. I watched Superbad. Have you seen Superbad?
No, I haven't seen that yet. Is it any good?
I have kind of mixed feelings. It's got some gay theme between the two guys. That's how I look at it. But it's got its funny moments. But it wasn't that funny. I don't know. I don't know what's the hype about it.
It's like, I figured it's kind of like Borat. I'll add it to Netflix when it comes out.
I should have just added it in Netflix. But Borat, yeah, Borat was worth it. I like Borat. You didn't like Borat?
I haven't seen it yet. It's on my Netflix coming up. It's our big passion the last couple weeks, or actually the last month and a half, has been Prison Break.
Is that any good? What does it take? I mean, just escape already. Come on. I don't know what's going on.
But you know, it's a good show because, you know, the guy's like, he's kind of like a genius. So he plans all this stuff out and he does alternate plans in case this happens. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's kind of funny, but we just got through with season one, so, and of course, not to give any spoilers here, but they break out of the prison. Okay. Imagine a show called Prison Break, they get out. So now they're out on the run.
So a whole season?
A whole season was about
breaking out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had to plan everything, you know, and then then of course, every episode, something went wrong. Delayed it or changed something, or they had to do this, or, you know, somebody got put in the hole or something like that. So, but it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Prison Break.
And the two brothers are pretty hot, so, you know.
Oh, that's
Dominic,
the reason why.
What's this? Dominic Purcell and what's his name? Wentworth Miller?
I don't know.
I think that's the one with the tattoo. I think that's his name, so.
The buzz cut hair?
The buzz cut one with the full body tattoo.
Yeah, I think Mike would like that. Okay, so.
I like it.
Oh, you like that too? Okay. All right, so what about you? I mean, did you watch any movies lately?
No. No? I've been a homebody lately.
A homebody.
I've been working, doing anniversary stuff for HAB and website testing for HAB and just kind of sitting at home.
Yeah. If you guys go to HoustonAirBears.com, it's a site under construction. Yep. It's going to be lost.
Hopefully, it'll be up in 4 days. So.
Up in 4 days.
So, in fact, that's what I'll probably be working on later.
Okay. Yeah, Patrick's doing that now, so that's good. I mean, he's doing a good job. I want to see when it gets full-blown so I could, full-blown up, so I could play around with it. So, that's the website. Anyway, so, okay, coming up very soon are very good movies. TV shows.
Yes. Yes. Actually, some of them already started.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Torchwood.
It's already started?
It has already started.
Oh, I thought...
We're on episode two. And boys, if y'all like a show that is pretty heavily gay undertones, Torchwood has Torchwood it going is? On. Yeah, because Captain Jack is supposedly bi.
Okay.
The first episode, one of the other guys, and I haven't learned all the character names yet, but one of the characters that are in part of Torchwood, he was stealing this alien pheromone that he sprayed on himself, mm-hmm. and when he sprayed it on himself, he became, whoever got a whiff of it was instantly attracted to him and was like jumping his bones. So he picked up this chick in the bar, was walking out, and her husband came out and was like, "This is my wife." Or actually, I think it's his girlfriend. "This is my girlfriend. What are you doing?" And he was like, "Oh, no, not again." And he sprayed it, and the guy was like, "I got to have you right now." And then they started kissing.
Oh.
And then it cut away, of course. You know, they don't ever show the three-way action on there.
Oh.
So, and then this week, the main female lead on the show had some woman-on-woman action. So,
what is it? Is it a gay? Well, it's British, right?
It's British, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's either gay or British. So,
but it's very adult. I mean, they talk about some stuff. And, and I'm sure I'd like to see the episode shown in Britain, because I'm sure a bunch gets cut out. Because mm-hmm. I know some stuff gets bleeped over here, I've noticed.
Yeah, whenever it reaches the U.S. airwaves, it always
yeah, and it's on BBC off. America, so.
Yeah. Maybe I was waiting for that. I didn't know it's going to come out. I thought it's going to be coming.
You can watch it.
Oh, okay. Maybe later or sometime. Yeah. And of course, next week, we're recording this on a Monday, and the week from now, it's Heroes.
Heroes starts in a week?
Yeah, 24th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God.
Shoes. So. Okay.
I didn't miss that. Oh, well, that's an old show. That's why they're not talking about it. So.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to see that. And yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see where it goes this year.
Yeah. It's so same time slot. The one after that. There's another movie. There's another TV show after that. Journeyman.
The Journeyman.
Journeyman.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, where is that?
Do you have it there?
Right here.
Okay, what's it about?
Dan Vassar is a San Francisco newspaper reporter with a troubled past who is just starting to get his life together and make his marriage to Katie work. One day he inexplicably finds himself in the past at a time when he was engaged to Livia. They don't have it. Oh, that's kind of like Olivia, okay. Who died in a plane crash before they could be married. Suddenly, he's popping back and forth through time, eventually figuring out that he's meant to help people through difficult times with his past, future knowledge. And then he pretty much turns into like the butterfly effect. I think he makes things worse than he does better sometimes. And he has to go deal with that, so.
And then he ends up in the 70s show.
Yeah. The 70s show. So, let's see. The guys that are doing Journeyman are the same guys that did work on The West Wing. So,
so the people from West Wing are doing sci-fi now.
Okay. Yeah, sort of. And Kevin McKidd, if any of y'all have ever seen the short-lived series that was done by BBC and HBO called Rome.
Rome.
Kevin,
okay.
Yeah, Kevin was one of the main leads on that show. Mm-hmm. And did a great job as a hot little gladiator going around killing and mutilating people.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, this is in sci-fi.com.
Yeah. Sci-fi.com, yeah. Starts Monday, September 24th at 10 p.m.
Yeah, right after Heroes.
And Monday night on NBC is going to be sci-fi night.
Monday nights are now sci-fi night.
And what kicks it all off Monday nights at 8 p.m. is called Chuck. And Chuck is, let's see, when a spy encodes all the government secrets in an email, One mild-mannered computer geek, I'm excited already, suddenly becomes the government's most important asset. Chuck lives with his sister and works with the nerd herd at Buy More Electronics with best friend and mega-nerd Morgan. However, when he opens an email from an old college pal that contains subliminally encoded government secrets, Chuck's brain suddenly holds all the information. So, Chuck's got... Everybody's after Chuck after that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, Chuck's being protected by a couple of spies, the beautiful CIA agent Sarah Walker, and a tough NSA agent Major John Casey, and going on missions to save the world against assassins and international terrorists. This action comedy stars Zachary Levi as Chuck, Adam Baldwin as John Casey.
Is he one of the Baldwin brothers?
Yep. Oh, Adam Baldwin.
Stephen, Adam,
and Yvonne Stravinsky. Stravosky? I think that's how you say it. See, y'all
Stravosky.
Y'all can tell I'm from the South because I can't pronounce Jack if it, you know. As Sarah and Joshua Gomez is Morgan. So, and I've seen a short preview of this one, and it actually looked kind of funny because, you know, it's basically a bunch of geeky guys working at Best Buy and
working with Best Buy.
You know, they're making
really
fun of
it's really Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
Must be they really paid a lot. To
yeah.
Yeah. So Chuck, actually, do you have Bionic Woman there?
Yes, that is the main one everybody's talking about.
Okay, you have TiVo, right?
Yes.
Have you downloaded them?
Downloaded.
I think Bionic Woman and Chuck are available on TiVo. You can already download them to your TV. You can. I think you have a. Don't you have a channel? I think it's for free. The first episode.
Huh? No, I hadn't seen that. They hadn't advertised it. If they have, I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah.
But I think that depends on if you have TiVo 1 or TiVo 2.
Oh.
And I'm on the old antiquated TiVo.
Okay.
After we moved the first of the year, I told somebody that we will upgrade to high definition in TiVo 2. So.
High def, of course.
So, but the Bionic Woman starts Wednesdays, 9 p.m.,
okay.
September 26th. So, and this show has a lot of hype, so I hope it works out. And then, let's see, what else we got coming out?
Of course, the Caveman, but...
Caveman, but, you know, they rewrote the show so much. You know, when they take a pilot mm-hmm. and tell them to go back and redo it, it's kind of bad.
Oh, no.
So, we will...
It's going to be like, what is that, the Greek thing. What is that? I forgot.
The Greek thing.
The Greek. What is that? It's a comedy. It's a comedy movie show. Gosh, I forgot. My life. Let me pause. Hold on. All right. We found it. Okay. Okay, I just remember.
He's talking about
Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yes. The movie was incredible. The TV show was not.
TV show sucked, yeah. My Big Fat Greek Life? Is that what it is? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. They changed it to something.
Okay.
But it wasn't the same, so.
Yeah, listeners, just email me what it is.
Okay.
I may have fucked up.
Yeah, so Caveman comes on 8 p.m. October 2nd, so.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we got. We talked about Moonlight Vampire Show. I'm sure it won't work.
Why not? It worked for Buffy.
Yeah, but that was.
But that was Buffy.
But that wasn't on a mainstream network. Well, it was on a mainstream, but it wasn't ABC, CBS. You know,
oh, okay.
So. But it's not on Fox, so it might actually make a couple of episodes out there before they cancel it. But it sounds like a good premise. Starts September 28th at 9 p.m. on Friday. On his wedding night, Mick St. John is bitten by his new bride and turned into a vampire. See, now that's a wedding gift for you.
Uh-huh.
60 years later, he still looks 30 years old. Man, I'd like to look 30 years old, and I'm only 9 years older. And he was working as a private, and now he's working as a private investigator. The mission he's given himself is to use his supernatural abilities to help the living. Sometimes that puts him at odds with others of his kind. When Mick runs into a beautiful investigative reporter named Beth Turner, he finds himself at a crossroads. So, if he's messing with another woman, I guess the flavor's gone out of the marriage after 60 years, or it's just not,
really?
not the same, I guess. I don't know.
So, if you're a vampire, you're a swinger?
I don't know. He's drawn to her, but he knows he can't reveal his true nature to Beth without exposing the fact that vampires do exist. Yet, there's a bond between them that is something he can't deny. Moonlight stars Alex O'Loughlin as Mick, Sophia Miles as Beth, and Shannon
Grady.
not Shannon Grady. Sossaman as Coraline and man, I need to give up on these names.
Forget it. It's okay. So it's when is
and
it?
Mercedes Farfanuga deserves Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
No, but anyway.
But then you're saying Mondays are sci-fi night.
Mondays are sci-fi night on NBC.
Okay.
So
John Perk from Minneapolis. Listen, it's not Friday anymore. It's Monday. Okay.
Well, Fridays.
What's on Friday?
Stargate Atlantis comes back.
Oh, that's right. So it's Friday and Monday.
And I don't know what they're putting on after it yet. Because, you know, let's see. What all did we the stupid sci-fi people cancel? Oh, yes. They canceled the Dresden Files.
They canceled it?
Oh, yeah, it was canceled.
Since they canceled Painkiller Jane, they can
I'm glad they canceled that.
They can just do... The Justin Fox pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah. I never got into Painkiller Jane, so... But, of course, Hex no longer on. They ended that. Dresden Files, Daybreak, I think it lasted, what, 3 or 4 episodes? Blade got canceled. So, you know, all those are gone.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else we got coming on? Pushing Daisies, which is ABC on Wednesday nights at 8. And this is basically about Ned. Ned finds he can bring people back to life if he touches them after they're dead. Okay. So he opens up a pie shop called, what's it called? The Pie Hole? I think that's what it's. The Pie Hole, yeah. So he uses his gift to make rotten fruit ripe again and make pies out of them.
Oh.
And then somebody finds out that he can do this, and they said, well, they force him to help him to bring people that were murdered back to life so they can find out who their killers were. Because if he touches them once, they come back to life. If he touches them again, they die. If he doesn't touch them again and put them back to and kill them off again, then somebody else dies.
Oh, it's like karma thing.
Yeah, okay. Sort of. So, you know, that sounds like it might be an interesting show. Yeah.
God, there's so much sci-fi.
Yeah. Sorry, CW, guys, The Reaper.
Out.
This one sounds
we're geeking out.
This one sounds okay. Kind of cute because it's on Tuesdays, 9 p.m. On the CW. It's about this kid. His parents sold his soul to the devil when he was born.
Okay.
So they could be rich and famous. And when he turns 21, his soul goes to the devil. So the devil turns him into a reaper. So it's supposed to be all about him becoming a reaper and everything.
It's like Dead Like Me.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
So.
They're course, all patterned against you.
Yeah.
Of course, Torchwood, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, hand me those pieces of paper under the microphone. Yeah.
Pieces of paper.
Okay. Oh. We're going to do business in a bit.
Okay. The only other thing that looks might be interesting is Spaceballs, the animated series.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Let's see, anything else that's coming out that like it might be interesting? No, I think that was it. Oh, yeah. Transformers Animated coming out on Cartoon Network in 2008.
I'd like to see that.
So.
I grew up with Transformers, and watching the movie was great.
Yeah.
And doing it, if they're going to do another cartoon, maybe I'll watch it.
So.
Okay, we got to do some business here.
Business. We've got some business up in here.
Yeah, we have to do bear events.
Ooh.
We have to do bear events for our... Okay, there are three of these, so I'll pick one. Okay. I'll do the first. You do the next. Let me see. Okay. Bear Bust, of course, 2007 in Orlando, Florida, October 18th. October 18th to 21st. The theme is Bears Go Native. Okay. And here's a letter, partial letter from the president of... Bears of Central Florida. Once again, I would like to welcome everyone, Bears, Bear admirers and supporters to Bear Bust 16. Wow, 16 already? And thank you for joining us in our celebration of everything Bear. This is our 16th year and we are striving to bring you everything you have come to expect from the original Bear Bust. What was in the original Bear Bust? I don't know. Anyway, we have our vendors fair, the contest, our after-hours parties, and, of course, the pool party. We have also brought back the cub auction. Cub auction, okay. This will follow our opening night cocktail reception. Remember that while Bear Bus is one hell of a party celebrating our bear brotherhood, the net proceeds from all aspects of this event go directly to our support charities. And this is a letter from Brett Leichtig. Yeah, this is a bear from the Bears of Central Florida. And you can go to the website bearbust.org/2007. Ray, next.
Okay, now we're on to Northern Exposure, which was a great TV show, by the way. Just
I like that. It's Alaska, right? Until, I used to watch that Alaska.
Yeah, until little Rob, what's his name, got all wound up and said, I'm going to be a movie star. So anyway, back to Northern Exposure, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, October 18th through 21st, 2007. 4 days of man-on-man fun in the sun in Australia's Wonderland, Brisbane, Queensland. Bris Bears is pleased to once again host Northern Exposure, Brisbane's biggest Bears event. Join us and Bears from around Australia and internationally as we get together and have fun and celebrate all things Bear. Do we have enough budget to go to Australia? I think we should go to this one.
Yeah, we should go. Yeah, that's right. Let's hang out with the Bears syndicate.
Buy t-shirts. Okay. The website for this is www.brisbears.org.au/main/.
Yeah, or just that AU. Bris Bears. Do you think the Bears in the City guys gonna go there, the Australian Bears? They're doing a podcast. And how far is Sydney from here?
Well, you know, we have the internet right here.
Oh, okay. Go check it out while I read the next event. Okay, so Bear Boot Camp 6 in Port Townsend, Washington, October 19th to 21st. It's $120 per person. And this includes all meals and lodging plus run package. Food service provided by the Fort Warden Catering Company in Dining Hall. Lodging is inside large heated army bear racks. Two floors with many bunk rooms and four large shower areas, two per floor. Private rooms held for bears that need a CPAP machine for sleeping. Okay. BYOB, alcohol, in the bear racks and USO meeting hall. Private rooms held for bears that need a CPAP machine. Do you have one?
No, I do not. Okay, I had all my stuff cut out, so I hadn't had a problem with that.
Oh, okay. I might need one. Maybe. I'm getting a bear card. Anyway, activities, icebreaker games, hike, and dark bunkers, wear a military attire, party rooms for R&R, fun group contests, and activities. Two-hour under bear dance. Nice. 70s to now. Pre-time food. So just bring a sleeping bag, flashlight, and a big bear appetite. So for more info, go to... Okay, I don't get this website. jonathanskaraoke.tripod.com/2003/index.html. That's where the link is. I guess that's where the... I'll put the link on the website in the show notes.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So what's
okay,
the...
Okay, it's just up the coast.
Okay.
So you got Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. So, you know, it's just right up the coast. And I think right there is where Steve bought it somewhere.
Steve?
Yeah, the alligator guy.
Okay, that's right, that's Steve. So, all right.
Or was that over here? I can't remember. Anyway, but that's where it is, so.
I don't know much about Australia.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever takes me, so I don't know that much about it, you know.
Yeah. Maybe we should go there.
I know.
If we have the budget.
Buy t-shirts.
Buy t-shirts, guys.
Okay. Send the host of Bear Podcast to Australia. Buy t-shirts. Lots of them.
Okay, so what else do you have? Yeah, we did our business already, and... Yeah, that's our updates. We've been doing a lot of things in the past few weeks, trips and stuff, and movies and the parties and stuff. What's coming up next?
What's coming up next besides Bears on the Run, which we've already talked about?
Any trips for you? No.
No.
Okay. Well, Mike and I are gonna go to California.
I need to switch jobs because apparently, you know, I need a job where I have a vacation every other weekend that I can take 4 or 5 days off and afford to fly.
Actually, what's going to happen is it's meet the parents.
Oh, Mike's meeting your parents.
Yes, Mike's meeting meet my mom. And he's scared shit. Yeah, that should be interesting.
So, you think it's going to go okay? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh. When Mike was sick once, my mom... When I told my mom about Mike and you know that mustache thing, she couldn't believe I'm gay. Anyway, so I told her.
Well,
about
if you have mustaches, you're not gay.
Yeah, that's right. If you have a mustache,
you're just a lesbian.
Yeah. So I talked to my mom about it, and there was one time that Mike was sick, and I was asking my mom for some advice. What should I do? He's got a fever. What should I do? So. I was helping him out and stuff, and my mom would call the next day. How is he? How is he? Is he okay? Is he, you know, he got married once, or, you know, until he became okay. And, yeah, it's my mom's kind of expecting him right now, so
Which is good. So, but we're not staying with my mom there. We're gonna stay.
So you're not gonna do the nasty in your mom's house.
No. We're gonna be in the. We're gonna stay around Harrison Street, 9th Street and Harrison Street, somewhere there. Some best
where,
friend there.
Where does she live?
In the Bay Area.
Oh, she's in San Francisco. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll be there at San Francisco.
You gotta watch San Francisco. I hear it's a very gay city.
No. No, can't be. No.
Don't take your gerbil with you.
Anyway, okay. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna wrap this up. Probably, yeah. We can. We can do some more later on or something.
Okay.
Because now this is something new. We're gonna do something new. We're gonna do some in studio recording, and
hopefully, after the first part of the year. We'll have a studio set up so we can do video podcast.
Yeah.
So you can really see the two geeky guys up here talking to you.
Yeah, besides the ones that I've been posting, which I still owe you guys. Oh, guys, check out the Bear Podcast website. We got Max Christopher. That's put up already. You can download that. And you can also see Tommy Johns. I've been talking to Tommy Johns. I was listening to his CD, Heading Into Tomorrow, the album. It's pretty good. And if you guys want to check out, well, Max Christopher is maxylvania.com. If you guys want to check out his music. And for Tommy Johns, go to myspace.com/TommyJohns2. Yeah, the links are on the website, so you won't miss it. And you can download the music. And yeah, it's all in Bearpalooza. So it was fun. Ray, you should go. You should go to Bearpalooza once or twice. Or yeah, it's music. It's
well,
bears,
you know,
and music.
Eventually, I'm going to be able to travel, so.
Okay.
It's coming. Buy house first, travel later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Hey, shout out.
Shout outs. I'd like to give a shout out to my friends Victor and Gerald. They've been trying to get pregnant for a while now. And
are they successful?
Yes, they're having... They apparently are online to get two boys.
Twins?
8 and 9.
Oh, okay.
So they just finished their home study this last weekend, and the lady that did the home study said there should be no problem. She's going to write them a raving review. Mm-hmm. They had these two boys come up available that needed a home, and it looks like if everything works out, they'll have the boys by October. So
wow.
Keep fingers crossed for them. I know it's something they've been wanting to do for a while is be fathers. So
okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's good news.
And I want to give a shout out to Storm. Been thinking about you. I hope you're doing okay. We know it's a tough time for you, but...
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, sorry, Storm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, John. I guess I better give a shout-out to John since he's been working nonstop for 4 months now, and we don't do anything because he's always working, so...
That's right. Oh, poor John. Anyway, let me see. Of course, Mike is in New Orleans. He flew back last night, so I'll see him in about 2 weeks. We're going to have an Asians and Friends party. And yeah, he's going to be around in that when we do that. But what's funny about that party, we're going to do a Fear Factor party.
Uh-huh.
People will bring Fear Factor food, like balut, you know. You guys know balut is, you know, it's the aborted duck eggs. God, let me be grossing you guys out. That and...
Well, it's better than those 600-year... old Chinese eggs that they bury in the ground and let rot.
No, it's not rotten. It's just called that. God, they don't. It's not rotten. Yeah, but I've tasted those. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. You don't like it, you know?
I only like my eggs scrambled and deviled. Mm-hmm. Scrambled or deviled.
Mm-hmm. Oh well. Okay, so some people I want to greet is Gary and Andrew. Congratulations. Congratulations on your new abode. New house. Awesome.
I'll be right behind you guys. A couple more months.
Yeah. Let's do that housewarming thing very soon. Also, I keep staring at your Yahoo thing. It's Wayne. Hey, shout out Wayne.
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, what's up? We'll chat him up. Tell him he should be on the show or something. Okay, so that's it. We're going to wrap this up, and we're going to go do some contact infos. Ray, contact info.
HughBearDad@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then, of course, pretty much on every website, I'm HughBearDad.
Actually, I'm thinking of making the emails. I just thought of doing this lately. Just making the emails for us, like people can email Ray at bearpodcast.com and
cool.
Nard at bearpodcast.com. They might set it up tonight or something. So
that way, they can send me hate email like you ignorant Southern non-pronouncing.
Hey, I have that problem.
Bad
too.
Accent.
I get that problem too.
Okay. Yeah, everybody just thinks you're from south of the border.
Don't remind me about that.
Everybody listens to me and they're like, there's a dumbass from the south.
Oh, gosh. Okay, guys, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and visit website www.bearpodcast.com. And the voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call. And we'll play it in the show. And, yeah, we'll comment on it or whatever.
Oh, go to iTunes and leave comments about Bear Podcast. Give us some reviews.
Yeah, we're on the fourth page. We were in the third page. And of social, society and culture. That's awesome. I mean, just keep leaving comments, guys, and to push us in the front page. That'd be awesome. Okay, so, yeah, myspace.com/... Bear Podcast. Oh yeah, subscribe by iTunes. The link's on the website. You can click it and leave a review. Okay, so thank you, and we're gonna catch up on another episode. I'm still waiting for Steve-O. I have to talk to him.
You can't talk to Steve-O.
Yeah, that's right.
Got anything back from Kevin Smith's people?
Yeah, we're waiting. We'll see what happens then. Okay, guys, so we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Many wolves in, many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.